Well, there's a long history, actually, of exclusion of Indigenous people from the education system, quite deliberate and quite overt. And then that's followed by a period of, well, formal inclusion, when people are Aboriginal people are recognised as citizens, but they never feel a sense of belonging to the system. And that's what we are addressing, the ADG Ian Mackey is addressing at the moment through his policy of connectedness, trying to connect the communities, the children and the schools all together to actually overcome the alienation of Indigenous people from the education system.
What does this alienation and exclusion look like today compared to, say, 50 years ago?
Well, it's not as brutal or as overt as 50 years ago. There were schools for Indigenous kids, they called them Aboriginal schools. There were schools for coloured kids, they called them that. And then the schools for, of course, white children. So we've overcome that kind of legacy of overt apartheid, actually, that's what it was. But what we've got now is a system where we have a kind of equilibrium, where we have low achievement, low attendance of Indigenous, and we're trying to punctuate that equilibrium and close the gap. And we feel the way forward, I mean, my ADG Ian Mackey believes the way forward is through a policy of connectedness, an out-and-out attempt to connect the community in the school, to connect the children to the school. And if the child feels connected to school, lots of good things happen. You get solved social problems, health problems, if the child feels that he's connected or she is connected. And they're connected simply to find that a child believes that there's someone at the school who cares about them. That's not a lot to ask for.
I suppose it's from the generations past that this cycle needs to be broken. It's
absolutely
a bad background.
Yep. Look, you can talk to older, but I just 5 minutes ago, a lady came up to me and told me her father was excluded from the school, told to go away. He was desperate for an education. I've met many, many Aboriginal people my age who were thrown out, told to leave, go away, you don't belong here. And they were desperate for an education. So that's it's that generation. We owe it to that generation to provide a proper education for the current generation.
Is education the key that's missing in closing the gap?
Well, it's one of the big things, of course. Health is also important, but certainly it's one of the big things, of course, is the poverty gap. I mean, Indigenous people are extraordinarily poor, and that's the big thing. And education can play a role in closing that gap. But the poverty and the impact of poverty is very important. But education is the key, and I believe if Indigenous people are given a chance, given a fair go, and I really mean that, a fair go at school, they can achieve.
You're just mentioning having someone there that cares. Is that what you need? What's needed at these schools?
Yes, absolutely. Every child has a right to a caring adult in their life, and for many Indigenous kids, that caring adult has to be at school. The schools where the principal comes out to the gate and says, "Good morning, kids. How are you?" Knows their name, meets them, and greets them. And at the end of the day, says, goodbye, see you tomorrow. Little meeting and greeting. Doesn't cost anything. The school that smiles at the kid, the teacher smiles and says, thanks for coming, hope to see you tomorrow. And the school that welcomes the parents in, welcomes the elders in. And the school that is covered with evidence and proof that Indigenous people belong at the school. None of these are not expensive things. Because just if you really sincerely mean it, Indigenous people will understand you mean it. And that will turn it all around.
Gary, what's some of the outstanding statistics that you've come across?
Yeah. Well, the statistics are in terms of performance and in terms of attendance and in terms of retention. Every child is sitting there and working out what their future is. What's the future and the present for them? For too many Indigenous kids, the future and the present is really the prison system. It's really the justice system. Now, what Ian Mackey has decided to do, and he's been helped by many people, is to create a different future in the present. I'm an Aboriginal child. I'm sitting at year 10. I know I'll get a job in 2 years' time. So these are the things we're trying out, and we are succeeding. We will say, but we need the Indigenous people will come on board and make it their future. And, you know, and contribute. And once they get that idea, once they finally work out that we white Australians are serious about turning our back in the past, and that we meant the apology, and we mean to have a different world, then I think we will create a different Australia.